谢谢诗班为我们献的这样美好的诗歌。
Thank the choir for giving us such beautiful music.
也提醒我们，我们有一天要在主面前交账。
Reminding us we will give an account of ourselves before the Lord one day.
也很高兴今天看见小朋友在这里献诗。
I'm so glad to see the children offering songs.
虽然我见不到他们的脸，
Even though I could not see their faces,
我见到很多家长的脸，
I saw the faces of the parents.
我觉得更有趣。
Sometimes I feel that's probably more interesting.
大概你们不知道我坐在这边在看你们。
Maybe you were unaware I was sitting at the back and I saw your faces.
谢谢主的恩典，让我和戴师母有机会回到 Boston 华人教会。
I thank the grace of God that He allowed me and Mrs. Taylor to come once again to this church.
24年来，我觉得我跟 Boston 的教会有非常密切的关系。
Always felt that there's a special closeness of relation between myself and this church.
因为刚好24年前是教会成立的时候。
I say 24 years because that's when our church was first established.
也是中华福音神学院成立的时候。
The same year we started the China Evangelical Seminary.
我从教院联牧师，从燕开仁医生的身上得到很大的鼓励。
I was strongly encouraged by the examples of Reverend Stephen Chu and Elder Peter Yan.
我记得大概是71年的时候，我第一次来我们这边的教会。
I still remember it was 1971 that I first came to this church.
听到教会买房子的见证。
I heard the testimony of how our church first purchased its building.
因为刚好也是华神要开始的时候。
That's also the same time when China Evangelical Seminary wanted to purchase a building.
我有很深的感动。
I was deeply moved.
后来在 Boston 这边就成立华神的一个区董会。
And we've also established a special council here to represent China Evangelical Seminary in the United States.
一直到今天的区董会在关心，在支持华神的圣工。
Even today, this council is concerned with its ministry and have given much support.
后来我们的儿子也来这边。跟李牧师、李师母学习。
Later on, our son also came to Boston to learn from Reverend and Mrs. Lee.
我想这也是很美的配搭。
I believe this is indeed a beautiful team.
我相信他们从神的仆人、神的侍女所学习的是非常之多。
He has learned much from their examples.
我要谢谢李牧师、李师母。
I have to thank Reverend Lee and Mrs. Lee.
也谢谢众弟兄姊妹。
And thank all of you.
八月底的时候，
The end of August,
又有一件事情。
There was another special event.
因为我们全家来 Boston, 参加一个婚礼。
Our whole family gathered in Boston to attend a special wedding.
也谢谢 Boston 教会，爱心来帮助我们。
And I thank the love of this church in giving us your support.
事实上，我们应该说是李牧师和 Boston 教会给我们这么好的儿媳妇。
Perhaps we should thank Reverend Lee and this church for giving us such a wonderful daughter-in-law.
我在婚礼的时候提到一件事情。
During the wedding ceremony, I mentioned the following.
因为在八月初，我在多伦多。
In the beginning of August, I was in Toronto.
那个时候我就跟王可顺牧师谈话。
At that time, I was conversing with Reverend Wang.
我就说我的儿子在八月底的时候要结婚。
And I mentioned the fact that my son will be getting married at the end of August.
当他听说我们的准儿媳妇是中国人。
When he heard that our daughter-in-law is Chinese.
他就讲了一句话。
He said the following.
It's about time we got some Chinese blood into this Taylor family.
大家早应该有一些中国人的血了。
那么在他们度蜜月后，神带领他们回到 Boston 教会，跟弟兄姊妹、跟李牧师、李师母一起陪祷，我们感到非常的高兴。
And we are rejoicing that they could have this opportunity after the honeymoon to come back to serve in this church and to learn from you all.
因为我觉得神在这二十四年在 Boston 这边成立这教会有一个非常重要的目的。
I feel that there's an important purpose that God has established this church over 24 years ago.
不只是要祝福我们。
It's not just to bless us.
神的祝福临到我们，然后流露出去，使万民蒙福。
The blessing of God came upon us so that it can overflow and bless all nations.
这样教会成为拆船的基地。
Then the church becomes a base for mission work.
在整个 Massachusetts.
In the whole of Massachusetts.
在美国。
In the United States.
在海外。
And overseas.
所以这三天我们一直想到拆船的事工。
So in these 3 days, we've been thinking about the work of missions.
迈向两千。
Towards the year 2000.
更上一层楼。
To go to higher ground.
这不只是我们今天的挑战。
It is not just a challenge to us for today.
当我们看《使徒行传》的时候。
When we look into the Acts of the Apostles.
我们发现主所拣选的门徒也要更上一层楼。
We discovered that these apostles chosen by our Lord Jesus also need to enter higher ground.
他们对主的认识也是这样。
And similarly towards their understanding of the Lord.
对主的委身也是这样。
To the commitment of the Lord, they need a higher understanding.
他们对主给他们的大使命更是要更上一层楼。
They need better understanding of the Great Commission.
今天我们读的这一段的经文
The scriptures we read today
就讲到神怎样帮助彼得更上一层楼
Showed us how Peter went into higher ground
彼得在一个地方叫约帕
Peter was in Joppa
他中午的时候等着午饭
During the noontime he was waiting for lunch
我们有时间，我们要等待的时候，到底做什么
？If we have some free time and we are waiting, what do we do?
这里就告诉我们，彼得有那一段时间，他等候午餐的时候是祷告。
Here we were told when Peter was waiting for the meal, he went to pray.
今天我们在看这一段的经文。
As we see this passage,
请弟兄姊妹特别注意到三件事情。
I want brothers and sisters to pay attention to 3 things.
第一是异象。
First is this vision.
第二是印证。
Second is confirmation.
第三是考验。
And third is testing.
我们会发现彼得三次看见异象。
We see here that Peter saw the vision 3 times.
我们也看彼得三次得到神的印证。
And 3 times Peter received confirmation from God.
同时彼得三次经过相当厉害的考验。
And similarly, he was tested severely 3 times.
彼得在什么样的情况之下看异象？
Under what circumstances did Peter see the vision?
是在他祷告的时候。
When he was praying,
祷告的人是蒙带领的人。
A man of prayer receives guidance.
如果我们不祷告，
if we do not pray,
我们很难体会到神的心意。
It's very difficult for us to understand the will of God.
我发现在教会中有许多弟兄姊妹对一生中最重要的事情比较少祷告。
I found that in the midst of churches, many brothers and sisters do not pray for one very important decision in their lives.
我们的职业
Our profession.
一生的工作
The job that we will do.
我们有没有迫切的祷告
Have we been praying for this earnestly?
我们终身大事有没有祷告
Have we been praying for our future mate?
这些我们真是应该摆在神的面前多方祷告。
These are things that we should be praying for.
因为神造我们。
Because God called us.
像小朋友刚才唱的。
Just like the children had sang.
他在我们每一个人的身上有他的计划。
God created us and has a plan on us.
我们为什么没有想寻求神在我们身上的计划呢？
Why is it that then we do not go and try to discover God's will for us?
刚好彼得祷告的时候，神就给他异象。
And when Peter was praying, God gave him a vision.
那么这个异象，彼得三次就看见了。
Peter saw this vision three times.
是很奇怪的东西。
It's an amazing sight.
天开了。
The heavens opened.
有一块布就坠下来。
A large sheet lowered itself.
那么里面有很多很多不同的动物。
And in the sheet was many animals.
然后彼得听到一个声音说。
And Peter heard a voice.
起来，宰了吃。
Get up, kill and eat.
那么我们弟兄姊妹看旧约圣经的时候，
And when we study the Old Testament,
我们都晓得犹太人对食物非常讲究。
We discovered that the Jews had a special pay a special attention to the food that they eat.
有许多的东西他们不吃。
There are many things that they would not eat.
这是根据摩西的律法。
This is according to Mosaic law.
你看利未记。Look, 的时候你就晓得了。
You can see the book of Leviticus and you will find
these rules. 所以彼得看见这个东西坠下来的时候。
So when Peter saw these things being lowered.
一看里面是什么。
When he saw what's inside.
虽然听见主的声音说。
Even though he heard the voice.
起来吃。
Get up, eat.
彼得拒绝了。
Peter rejected.
我一直想彼得一定不是广东人。
Peter must not be Cantonese.
我现在住在香港。
I live in Hong Kong right now.
我们什么都吃。
We eat anything.
凤爪也吃。
The claw of the phoenix.
所以彼得他绝对不是广东人啊。
So Peter definitely is not Cantonese.
他说主啊，是不可的。
Said Lord, surely not.
其实彼得很可爱。
I feel that Peter indeed is actually very emotional and lovely.
他称他为主啊。
Even though he called him Lord.
可是他同时说我不做。
At the same time he said no.
很像我们许多基督徒。
Perhaps this is a picture of many of us.
我们称他为主。
We call him Lord.
可是他要我们做一件事情的时候，说对不起主，这件事情我不做。
But when the Lord asks us to do something, we would say, Lord, not this thing.
你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊？但是你们不做我吩咐你们做的事情。
Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I tell you to do?
彼得三次看异象。
Three times Peter saw this vision.
这里也告诉我们他在思想的时候。
And here we are told while Peter was pondering about this.
这一句话很感动我的心。
This sentence moved me.
虽然彼得不明白，
Even though Peter did not understand.
他不懂神在说什么，
He did not understand what God was saying to him.
可是他肯坐在那里去思考这一件事情。
But he was willing to put effort into thinking about this.
祷告加上我们的思考，
Prayer added on it our thoughts.
神就可以帮助我们进入他的旨意。
Will help us enter into God's will.
你记得玛利亚和约瑟吗？
Do you remember Mary and Joseph?
有一天约瑟就发现玛利亚怀孕了。
One day Joseph discovered that Mary was pregnant.
他完全不懂。
He did not understand.
为什么他的未婚妻怀孕了？
How can his fiance get pregnant?
他们没有发生关系。
They have not had relations.
为什么？
Why?
他想安安地把玛利亚就吃了。
So he wanted to dissolve the marriage secretly.
他正思想这事的时候。
And the scripture says while he was thinking about this.
神就对他说。
God spoke to him.
不可以退婚。
You cannot do this.
这一件事情是出于我。
Because this came from me.
有的时候我们莫名其妙。
Sometimes we do not understand.
不知道神在说什么。
We're perplexed about what God is saying.
他在做什么。
What is he doing?
不知道。
We do not know.
可是当我们祷告的时候。
But when we pray.
我们思考的时候。
And we add to it our ponderance.
我们在看神的话。
And we read the word of God.
他会给我们印证。
Then he will confirm his will to us.
所以我们现在看印证。
So now we have to look at the confirmation.
虽然彼得到现在还不明白。
Even though at this point Peter still do not understand.
神就给他三方面的印证。
God then gave him three different confirmations.
第一。
First.
神就说楼下有人等你。
God showed him that there are people down there waiting for him.
彼得一下楼就发现果然有这些人等待彼得。
And when Peter went downstairs, indeed there were these people looking for him.
正如同主所说的。
Exactly like what God had said.
第一个印证。
This is the first confirmation.
第二。
Second.
彼得就到哥尼流的家。
Peter then went to the house of Cornelius.
我想他一定会非常的不好意思。
I feel that he is probably very embarrassed.
为什么呢?
Why?
他发现一个罗马人。
He discovered this Roman citizen.
这个罗马军人。
This Roman military commander.
他也是得到神的意象。
He has also received a vision from God.
他完全相信。
And he believed completely.
他也顺服神。
And he submitted to God.
他相信到一个地步。
He submitted to such an extent.
这个军人呢，军人都会算时间。
You know these soldiers, these generals all know how to take account of time.
所以他已经算好了彼得什么时候会来到该撒利亚。
He calculated when Peter would be able to arrive at his house.
彼得来的时候，听众也已经来了，坐在那边等讲员。
Because when Peter arrived, all the audience, potential audience, already have been invited and waiting for him.
这就成为第二方面的印证。
And this is his second confirmation.
他就看见这些人都等待他要传讲的信息。
He saw these people waiting upon his message.
当彼得讲的时候。
And when Peter was preaching.
他第一句话就说。
The first thing that he uttered.
我现在明白了。
He said, I now realize.
三十四节。
This is in verse 34.
我真看出。
I now realize how true it is.
这个彼得他真有意思。
I feel that Peter indeed is an interesting character.
你知道有的时候我们传道人讲的我们自己都不明白。
You know, sometimes preachers do not know what they are saying.
我不知道李牧师你有没有这样的感觉。
I do not know whether Reverend Lee had this experience.
彼得在五旬节的时候。
When Peter was in the Pentecost.
他那一天讲道。
During that day, he preached.
有三千人悔改。
3,000 people repented.
可见那一天神大大的使用彼得。
So we can see God used him greatly.
可是他那一天讲了一句话，他自己不完全明白那一句话的意思。
But during that sermon, he did not fully understood what he was saying.
彼得讲什么呢？
What did he say?
他说，凡求告主名的人都必得救。
He said, those who call on the name of the Lord will be saved.
那个时候那个凡字他以为是包括只包括犹太人。
At that time, he thought all those who called the name of the Lord meant only those who were Jews.
凡求告主的犹太人都必得救。
He interpreted to mean all the Jews that call on the name of the Lord will be saved.
可是到了第十章的时候。
But in this 10th chapter,
他的听众不是犹太人。
His audience are not Jews.
是外邦人。
They were Gentiles.
现在彼得说，我正看出神是不偏待人的。
Now Peter says, I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism.
神给他异象。
God gave him a vision.
神给他印证。
And God gave him confirmation.
第三个印证。
What is the third confirmation?
彼得还没有讲完。
Even while Peter was still speaking,
神动工,
God worked.
圣灵就降临在那些哥尼流和他全家人的身上。
The Holy Spirit came down on all those who heard the message.
这是最清楚的印证。
This is the clearest confirmation.
因为这是彼得第三次看见圣灵的降临。
Because this is the third time that Peter has seen the descending of the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传第二章，彼得和那些祷告的人在耶路撒冷被圣灵充满。
In Acts chapter 2, Peter and those who were praying in the room in Jerusalem received the Holy Spirit.
他们完全改变了。
And they were changed utterly.
这些分门结党的人同心合意地传讲主的福音。
Those who had their own agendas now united in heart to work together.
他们这些没有胆量的人现在有能力为主做见证。
Those who used to be cowardly now preaches the word boldly.
第二次是彼得到撒玛利亚的时候。
Second time that Peter saw the work of the Holy Spirit was when he went to Samaria.
本来腓力在那里传福音。
Philip was evangelizing there.
许多的人就接受福音。
Many people received the good news.
那么后来彼得、约翰去为他们祷告。
And then Peter and John went to pray for them.
圣灵就降临在撒玛利亚人的身上。
And the Holy Spirit came down upon those Samaritans.
现在彼得第三次看见圣灵降临。
And this is the third time that Peter saw the Holy Spirit come.
给他很清楚的印证。
Gave him a very clear confirmation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在使徒行传第十五章。
In Acts chapter 15.
彼得就解释这三件事情。
Peter started to explain these three events.
圣灵三次的降临。
Three times the Holy Spirit came down.
有不同的现象。
There were different manifestations.
有不同的情形。
There were different conditions.
在耶路撒冷都是犹太人。
In Jerusalem, it was all Jews.
在撒玛利亚是这些半犹太人半外邦人。
In the Samaria, it was a mixture, half Jews, half Gentile.
在哥尼流的家完全是外邦人。
In the house of Cornelius, it were entirely Gentiles.
但是彼得讲了一句话。
And Peter said this.
在这三次的圣灵的降临。
In these three events that the Holy Spirit came.
都是圣灵在他们心里面做洁净的工作。
It is the Holy Spirit that has cleansed their hearts.
是因信洁净他们的心，不分他们我们。
He said he made no distinction between us and them, for he purified their hearts.By faith.
这是彼得的解释。
This is Peter's explanation.
他都没有讲到圣灵的恩赐。
He didn't talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
因为重点不在这里。
Because that's not the emphasis.
最重要的，圣灵要居住在我们心里面。
The important thing is the Holy Spirit dwells in our heart.
他先做洁净的工作。
And he first purified the heart.
他才能够居住在我们的里面。
Then he can live in us.
其实这也是更上一层楼的先决条件。
And indeed, this is the...prerequisite for us to enter higher ground.
我们需要圣灵的充满。
We need the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
需要圣灵的洁净。
We need the purification of the Holy Spirit.
这样圣灵居住在我们里面。
Then the Holy Spirit dwells within us.
三次的印证。
The three confirmations.
然后我们就看到三次的考验。
Then we see three testing.
是神的仆人要经过考验。
Yes, the servant of God will be tested.
腓力也经过考验。
Philip was tested.
事实上，神两次就 bypass 这个腓力。
In fact, God bypassed Philip twice.
一次是在撒玛利亚。
Once in Samaria.
为什么不让腓力为这些撒玛利亚人祷告，然后他们就接受圣灵呢？
Why didn't God allow Philip to pray for the Samaritans so that they can receive the Holy Spirit?
我们可以问主。
We can ask the Lord.
他不需要把彼得、约翰从耶路撒冷拽来。
He didn't have to send Peter and John from Jerusalem.
腓力已经在撒玛利亚。
Philip is already there.
现在腓力也已经在哥尼在该撒利亚。
And indeed, Philip right now is in the Caesarea near Cornelius.
这是他的家。
This is his home.
为什么神就要这样吩咐哥尼流派人到约帕把彼得请来呢？
Why did God ask Cornelius to send people to Joppa to invite Peter to come to Caesarea?
各位弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
各位同工
Dear co-workers,
有的时候神会做一些令我们莫名其妙的事情
Sometimes God may do puzzling things.
可能这一件事情会成为我们的考验
Perhaps this itself will become our test.
哥林多后书有一句话。
In 2 Corinthians, there is a saying.
在那里就讲到圣餐的事情。
There, Paul talked about the Holy Communion.
可是保罗在那里就解释。
And there, Paul explained.
他说为什么在你们中间有分门结党的事情。
So why is it that among you, you have these people saying they belong to different people.
保罗解释说
And Paul explained.
神用这些把那些老练的人成熟的人显明出来。
God used these things for testing so that those who are matured will show forth.
神也许要帮助腓力明白要做一个成熟的人。
Perhaps God is helping Philip to become a more matured person.
神更是要帮助彼得明白他的美意。
And God wanted to help Peter to understand his will.
要帮助彼得更上一层楼。
To help Peter to enter a higher ground.
那么彼得的考验到底是什么？
So what was Peter's test?
请注意这三件事情。
Let's pay attention to these three things.
第一是他自己的成见。
First is his own prejudice.
怎么说呢
What do we mean?
彼得是一个到底的犹太人
Peter is indeed a true Jew
他是犹太人的文化所产生的一个人
He is a product of Jewish culture
所以文化他的风俗习惯都是一般犹太人的风俗习惯
His customs and his habits are all Jewish in nature
他能够有一个宽大的心胸接待非犹太人要经过一番的功夫
So it takes some work before he can open up his heart to receive non-Jews
可能我们最难的地方是在 我们吃饭或是我们的饮食
Perhaps the most difficult thing for us to overcome is the food we partake
所以彼得看异象的时候也是看见这许多的这个动物
So when Peter saw this vision, it relates to food.
跟这个他这个风俗习惯也有关系。
And it relates to his habits and customs.
我今天没有很多的时间来细讲这一方面。
I do not have enough time to go into this in detail today.
我在新加坡的时候。
But when I was in Singapore,
就发现一个国际性的不分国际的一个差会有很多的考验
I found this international mission agency and there were many tests there
中国人吃饭的时候是用筷子
The Chinese missionaries wanted to use chopsticks
外国人是用刀跟叉子
The Western missionaries wanted knife and fork
我发现新加坡人他们用调羹跟叉子
Singaporeans use just a spoon and fork
各种不同的情形
Different ways of eating
吃饭的时候我们也有不同的风俗习惯
And even as we eat the food we have different habits
英国人呢有他们的风俗习惯
The British have their own habits
如果他要东西他会对你说
If they needed something they will turn to you
你要饭吗
Do you want rice
他的意思就是说请你把饭就给我
What he really means is please pass the rice
不过英国人不要直接了当的这样讲
But the British do not want to come out and say it
那美国人呢
What about the Americans?
完全不一样。
They are completely different.
世界了当地说 pass the rice.
把饭传过来。
就是这样子啊。
That's the way they are.
那中国人呢？
What about the Chinese?
我们不讲话。
We do not say anything.
我们自己去拿。
We take it ourselves.
为什么呢？
Why?
各有不同的原因。
These all have their origins.
因为我们妈妈爸爸就告诉我们。
Because we were taught by our parents.
吃饭的时候不要麻烦别人啊。
If when we're having a meal, do not bother other people.
你自己要就拿嘛。
If you want something, take it yourself.
这个也是一种礼貌。
This is indeed their way of showing respect.
我记得我刚刚到台湾的时候。
I remember when I first arrived in Taiwan.
哇，有一天晚上我们请一大堆的青年跟我们吃三文治啊。
One evening, I invited a lot of young people together. We were having sandwiches.
那么就看见一位青年拿叉子。
One evening, I invited a lot of young people together. We were having sandwiches.
那么就看见一位青年拿叉子。
And I saw this young person having a fork.
他把叉子插这个，把这个三文治插在。
He used the fork to pierce a sandwich.
那么就一口一口就吃下去。
He started to eat the sandwich.
我没有讲话。
I didn't say anything.
但是我心里在想。
But in my heart, I was thinking.
这个青年到底他。谁教他这样吃面包啊
？Who taught this young person to eat like that？
不过过一段时间我就明白了。
After a while, I understood.
因为这位青年从小听他妈妈讲
，This young person from his youth listened to his mother.
食物不可以用手去碰它。
You cannot touch food with your hands.
哇，这个很对啊。
This is correct.
外国人为什么肉跟这个 potatoes 我们这个手不可以去摸它。
Why is it that the Westerners do not want to touch the meat or the potatoes with their hands?
但是面包都可以用手拿。
But why is it that when it's bread you use your hands?
这个从哪里来啊？
Where does this come from?
我也不晓得。
I do not know.
所以有的时候我们自己的风俗习惯这个要改变很不容易。
So sometimes it's very difficult for us to change our habits.
那么彼得要改变他的看法更不容易。
And it's very difficult for Peter to change his point of view.
今天在我们华人教会
Today in the Chinese church.
也有许多的拦阻。
There are many hindrances.
需要主特别的帮助我们才能够胜过这些。
We need the help of God to overcome them.
到今天还有许多许多华人以为宣教士都是这一种人。
Even today, many Chinese Christians will think that missionaries should be Westerners.
我们一直想这个宣教士，那一定是西方人。
When we think of a missionary, we think of someone from the Western culture.
我们很少就以为宣教士是这种人。
We rarely think that we could be missionaries ourselves.
我说的对不对？
Is that not true?
可是这种观念完全不合乎圣经。
But this type of thinking is not biblical.
我们就被过去150年、180年的教会历史所限制了。
We have been limited by the past 150-odd years of Chinese church history.
其实教会历史不只是180年。
But the history of the church is not limited to 180 years.
最早的宣教士是犹太人。
The first missionaries were Jews.
第一批来华的宣教士是叙利亚的宣教士。
The first missionaries to China actually came from Syria.
今天，谢谢主，他在世界不同的地方兴起宣教士，完成大使命。
But today we thank the Lord that He has raised up missionaries from all over the world to fulfill the Great Commission.
所以我们就看见神要帮助彼得放弃他的成见。
So God is helping Peter to overcome his prejudice.
改变他错误的观念。
To change his wrong point of view.
第二件事情。
The second event.
第二个考验。
The second test.
彼得到了哥尼流的家。
When Peter entered the house of Cornelius,
哥尼流立刻俯伏在他的脚前。
Cornelius fell before his feet.
这是很大的考验。
This is a great test.
很多的宣教士，很多的牧师被高抬的时候。
Many missionaries or preachers when they are raised up,
不知不觉自高自大。
They would enter into proudness and boastfulness. They forget who they really are.
彼得没有,
but Peter did not.
他晓得他不是神,
he knew he was not God.
他自己没有什么,
he has nothing himself.
他一切所有的都是从主来的,
all that he has comes from God.
所以他谦谦卑卑地就对哥尼流说,
so humbly Peter said,
起来吧,
stand up.
我也是人,
I'm only a man.
敬拜只要敬拜神,
we can only worship God.
感谢神,
we praise God.
求主帮助我们,
may God help us.
今天你是博士,
today you may have a PhD.
今天你占很高的地位,
you have a very high position.
你有很多的钱,
you have great wealth.
很多的财产,
you have much physical wealth.
你知道是从哪里来的,
you know where these came from?
跟彼得一样,
just like Peter.
都是主的恩典,
this is all gifts from God.
你说你是努力得来的,
you said, no, I earned this through my own efforts.
我请问, 谁给你阳光, 谁给你空气?
Then I asked, who gave you sun and air?
谁给你健康的身体?
Who gave you a healthy body?
谁给你这样的聪明?
Who gave you your intellect?
我们有没有听小朋友唱歌?
Did we hear the children sing?
我们老的少的都是神所造的,
the elderly, the young, we were all wonderfully created by God.
我们不懂得感谢,
but we do not know to give thanks.
神给我们的恩典, 我们有没有想怎么样报答他的恩典呢?
When God richly blesses us, do we think about how we can repay him?
今天是一个很好的机会,
today is a good opportunity.
我们可以重新把自己奉献给主,
we can once again dedicate our lives to God.
我们今天把金钱奉献给主,
today we give our money to God.
主啊, 我愿意说, 都是从你那里来的,
God, I realize all this comes from you.
求你饶恕我,
forgive me.
我过去做一个忘恩负义的人,
in the past I've forgotten about your blessing.
今天我成为何等人, 都是你的恩典,
today I have become such a person, it's all because of your grace.
彼得这样谦卑地叫哥尼流起来,
and humbly Peter asked Cornelius to stand up.
谢谢主,
we thank the Lord.
求主给我们这样谦卑的心,
may the Lord help us to be humble.
最后的考验,
the last test.
彼得回家的时候,
when Peter returned home,
回到耶路撒冷,
when he returned to Jerusalem,
最难的考验,
this is the toughest test.
自己的人开口批评,
his peers started to criticize him.
在耶路撒冷那些教会领袖, 那些弟兄姊妹就一直骂他,
the church leaders of Jerusalem started to scold him and criticize him.
你怎么可以做这样的事情?
How can you do such a thing?
不可以,
you cannot do this.
犹太人不可以这样做,
the Jews cannot do this.
那如果犹太人不可以这样做, 福音怎么能够传到地极呢?
If the Jews cannot associate with Gentiles, how can the gospel reach the ends of the world?
那么彼得在这个时候给我们一个很美的榜样,
and Peter here gave us a beautiful example.
他不拍桌子,
he did not hit the table with anger.
他并没有说, 你们这些人怎么可以来批评神的仆人?
He didn't say, how can you criticize the servant of God?
他很谦卑的, 很安静的, 很有秩序的, 就告诉那些听众, 他怎么样被神带领。
Humbly and in order, he began to explain everything that God has done.
你看11章第一节到第二节,
if you read chapter 11, verses 1 and 2,
就爱次把这个过程讲出来了。
And for, in the rest of the chapter, you can see how Peter started to explain things in its order.
他说原来我跟你们一样,
he said, I'm just like you.
当神给我异象的时候我拒绝了,
when God gave me the vision, I rejected it.
我就对神说我从来没有做过这样的事情,
he said, Lord, I have never done such a thing.
弟兄姊妹这一句话是拆穿事工最大的拦阻,
brothers and sisters, this is the greatest hindrance in the work of mission.
我们从来没有做的事情, 我们就以为我们不能做,
the thing that we have never done, we feel we will never be able to.
可是神就帮助彼得去做,
but God helped Peter to accomplish it.
现在他谦卑地就帮助那些弟兄姊妹明白神的带领,
and humbly he led others to understand the guidance of God.
请各位看11章,
let's turn to the 11th chapter.
18节,
verse 18.
这一节的经文我觉得在整个的使徒行传里面是很美的一句话。
I feel that this verse is perhaps the most beautiful in the whole Acts of Apostles.
我盼望这样的恩典也会临到 Boston 的华人教会。
And it is my hope that the same grace will come to your church.
众人听见这话就不言语了。
When they heard this, they had no further objections.
只归荣耀与神说。
They praise God, saying,
这样看来神也赐恩给外邦人叫他们悔改的生命了。
So then, God has granted even the Gentiles repentance unto life.
批评的话没有了。
The words of criticism stopped.
这边就说他们不言语了。
It says here in the Chinese, they stopped saying criticisms.
其实不是不言语。
It's not that they stopped speaking.
因为这边就明明地说他们归荣耀给上帝。
They changed to praising God.
这是很美的见证。
This is a beautiful testimony.
他们本来不明白。
Originally, they did not understand.
彼得就辅导他们进入神的旨意。
So Peter led them into the will of God.
他们没有办法来否认这一件事情是出于神。
They can no longer object that this did not come from God.
彼得更上一层楼了。
Peter has entered higher ground.
现在他帮助全教会更上一层楼。
And he helped the whole church to go to higher ground.
他们有新的突破。
And they have this new breakthrough.
福音广传了。
The gospel is preached widely.
现在耶路撒冷教会可以做拆船的基地。
Now the church in Jerusalem can become a base for mission.
我们呢？
What about us?
我们华人教会呢？
What about the Chinese church?
时候到了。
The time has come.
神要我们成为宣教的基地。
God wants this church to be a base for mission.
今天在全世界有千千万万的人不认识耶稣。
Today in this world there are tens upon thousands of people who do not know the Lord.
我们要扮演的角色是什么？
What is our role?
有的人要去。
Perhaps some should go.
有的人要用奉献来支持。
Some will support financially.
我们都可以用祷告来托住圣工。
We can all support missionary work with our prayers.
我们有没有一个感恩的心？
Do we have a heart of thanksgiving?
一个谦卑的心。
A humble heart.
我们能不能对主说？
Can we say to God?
主啊，我本来会拒绝。
Lord, I would have rejected this.
我本来会说我从来没有做过这样的事情。
I would have responded and said, I have never done this.
可是主，你给我这样清楚的带领。
But Lord, you have given me such a clear guidance.
我现在明白了。
Now I understand.
请你用我。
Use me.
请低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
天父，求你把你自己的话铭刻在我们心里。
Heavenly Father, please put your words into our hearts.
你当时怎样带领彼得？
As you have led Peter,
求主今天照样带领我们。
Lead us today.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.